Well, let's pray real quick. Lord, just thank you for calling us together this morning. And thank you for your word. Lord, we just ask that you'll open our ears to hear what you want to say to us this morning. And will you soften our hearts that we can be transformed and formed together by your word. Amen. Well, last week, Tim kicked off this new sermon series all about rebuilding. Because it feels like we're finally coming out of the period of lockdown. And we're now living in what people have been predicting throughout the pandemic as the new normal. Because as soon as lockdown began, it was assumed that we were going to come out of this as changed people. It's as if somehow we knew that once this pandemic was over, not that it is, but that the world was going to be different. And we were going to have to learn how to live our lives differently. And so the early stages of this new normal, I think kind of what we're in at the moment, it gives us an opportunity to cut loose of some of the things that maybe we didn't care for, maybe weren't all that helpful in the pre-pandemic life, and carry forward what we have learned to appreciate from being in lockdown. Because I, for one, and Margaret hit on this too, I'm really thankful for so many good things that emerged during most of what we call lockdown. But remember, it's not just lockdown. It was a pandemic. I mean, there's so much heartache and grief that so many have felt, and we need to recognize and pray for this. Like All Saints, even, has suffered a significant blow. Not necessarily because of the virus, but this has been an unusually difficult past few months for several members of our community. So maybe before we start to look ahead, we should take some time to just stop and pray and reach out to those we know who are suffering around us. So now, as we think about that Nehemiah reading, and thank you, Barbie, for reading that. That's like a nightmare reading for anyone. And who knew she spoke Hebrew perfectly? but as we think about that reading, so you got to think, Israel, they would have been doing a lot of reflection as they were rebuilding for the future. Because these are people that of Israel who had grown up living as exiles. And they've finally been allowed to return home to the home of their parents and their grandparents. But the land that they were returning to was just a shell of what their parents and grandparents lived in. Because Jerusalem had been destroyed. The temple was destroyed. Their parents' homes were destroyed. And the land was occupied by foreign nations. So now that Israel was allowed to return, they begin the whole rebuilding process by restoring the wall that surrounds the city. And some of these names that we heard, were relatives to the people who had worked on that wall before. So a lot of those names were in the middle, the son of. And yeah. So working on this wall would have given these people not just a sense of belonging, but a sense of responsibility and ownership of that place. Because they were building and restoring the wall that their ancestors had worked on. They were touching and moving the same rocks that their ancestors had touched. But this project would have also created a stronger sense of community amongst themselves, because this was a massive undertaking. And it had to be done quickly. Because Jerusalem was very vulnerable at this moment. Because without walls, they could have been overtaken at any point. So we have all these names, plus many more, working together to build a wall that would secure the city. And they built that wall in 52 days. And it was a huge wall, which is just a phenomenal achievement. I mean, I'm just thinking, I've been waiting for over 5 months to have someone come and repair our fence at our house. Like times have changed, I guess. But these people who, and they weren't necessarily skilled at building walls. This wasn't their expertise. They were able to come together to pull off an amazing achievement, which allowed them to rebuild the rest of the city and the temple. Now, if we jump forward, as we think about our New Testament reading, we see that Jesus chose and had many followers that he would send out together on mission to proclaim the kingdom of God is near. And before Jesus got to that point, he inaugurated his own ministry by reading a passage from Isaiah, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." And this was the point where Jesus' ministry began. Because to Jesus, the coming of the kingdom of God means the elevation of the poor. The poor will be lifted up and empowered, and the structures that oppress the poor and support the wealthy will be torn down. That day is coming. In fact, it's already come. And so much of Jesus' ministry was to care for the poor, to challenge others to care for the poor. And he taught us to put our needs of the poor above our own. Now, the theme of this morning is about the importance of working together as we move forward. And I'm really thankful for our partnerships with organizations like CAP, Christians Against Poverty, who are working to just eradicate poverty. Now, this is a very long-term goal, and it's a huge assignment, and it's going to take time. But we work with CAP in the ways in which they are serving the poor. But there are a lot of people out there who are in desperate need now. And we shouldn't ever lose sight of working with those who are seeking to eradicate poverty, but we also need to be aware of those who are in need around us today. And there are a lot of people in need. And we as a church, we couldn't cope with it. Even if we tried our best, we couldn't do it. It's a huge task. But we can help many meet the needs of many when we work together with like-minded organizations. So I've just mentioned CAP, and a few weeks ago I talked about working with Recon View's Community Fridge. I mean, these are great organizations who are seeking to serve the poor. And today I'd like to talk about another group that we work with, and they work really hard at ensuring that a lot of families and individuals from all across Telford can have access to food, and they do more than that. But actually, well, she's playing with my daughter at the moment, but I think I'm not going to say a whole lot. This is about Telford Crisis Support, because I'd just like to invite Erin. She's a supervisor there. And I think she would do a much better job than I ever could explaining exactly what Telford Crisis Support does and how we could better work alongside them and support them. So, Erin, if you don't mind, I'll get you a microphone. I know Braylee's just irresistible, though, isn't she? Are you all right with this?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you need a table? I can set that on. You just grab that little table there. Okay.
So, can everybody hear me okay? That's great. So, this is actually the first time in 18 months I've got to do this. So, I'm a little bit nervous, and I normally do this in lots of schools. So, around this time, I go out, I do assemblies in school, talk to them about the role we have within the community, and then I normally go back a couple of weeks later and collect all the harvest donations. Apart from running the food bank, we also have a school uniform project. We have a baby bank, so that can involve things like the Moses baskets, nappies, anything a parent would need in need of a crisis. We are starting the winter coat scheme soon. That one's very lucky. We're funded by the council for that. But we're mostly known for the food bank. What I've got in here is a pretty much standard three-day parcel. And the items that are often donated at harvest, and this is how we use them. So we always start... I've got to find it all now. Oh! Cereal and milk are two of the things that we're always running short on. And we always try and make sure that there are beans, soup, and spaghetti. Now, these are lovely, but actually they go much better if we've got some bread. And we're very fortunate that Sainsbury's donate twice weekly to us. So that means that beans is beans on toast. I'm kind of rehashing what I'm going to be saying next week in assembly, so if it's a little bit... I don't say dumbing down, but I'm just trying to get my words together. Our difficulty is always trying to provide the evening meals. And what we tend to go for, instant mashed potato or tinned potatoes. The instant mash is actually really good if you've got a slightly larger family, or actually if you've only got a kettle to cook. Because actually a tin of corned beef, which can be eaten cold, with some hot mash, actually then creates a meal for somebody who's in a hotel. But here, we've paired it with some stewed steak. We've got our sweet corn and our vegetables. And I think, here we go, things like chili. No, find it. Chili and curry. Things like these, you know, the mixed beans and the pulses. These will actually pad out and bulk out a meal. Again, particularly useful if we've got a family. Our aim is always to be able to create three evening meals. So things like pasta and pasta sauce are great, but our aim is what do we put with those to then make it a meal? And that quite often it is the problem we face. And I think, we always have some little mug shots. We are seeing an increasing number of people who are in work, so to be able to provide these, so at least they've got something then to eat while they're at work, because they may not be able to stop and have beans on toast. And again, same with a cup of soups. You can use them while you're at work, or actually, if you've only got a kettle, if you're in a hotel. And I always... I think that's leaking. Rice. There we go. And we believe it doesn't matter how bad the situation is. Everybody is entitled to some nice munchies. So we have the biscuits, the chocolate, which you saw earlier, and some crisps. Now, we always say, this is all great. But actually, if you've got no money for food, how do you afford to wash your hands and wipe your bum? I normally say that in front of five-year-olds. So you can imagine, that's the reaction I get. And they go, oh, she said bum. But they remember that. And that's fine. So we get then lots of loose toilet rolls and bars of soap. But that's fine. They've remembered something I've said, because we all know at that age, very short attention span. And things like this. Obviously, the shower gel. This is one of those three-in-one types. Toiletries are always a big problem for us. I think they're equally as important as the items like the stew and steak and the chili and the curry and the meatballs. Because we do see a lot of single people, but we are seeing more and more families. More requests for nappies, particularly the larger sizes. It's been a difficult 18 months, and we were really, really well supported by everybody within the community, particularly from here, with the food drives that were all taking place. And we very rarely get to do a thank you like this. Sorry. As I was saying, so it's very rare we get to do a thank you like this, where we get to come talk to you all. So thank you for all the help you've given and all the help you'll continue to give. It really does mean a lot. And I've just completely waffled for about 10 minutes. Sorry. It's been a long time since I've done this. But these are the kind of things that we need. It's the long life milk, the cereal, the main meal items, and obviously toiletries as well. I'm done waffling now.
Sharon. So did everybody get the shopping list?
I can leave this if you want.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. It's not in the way, is it, Margaret? Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. So now we have a little bit better idea of exactly what we're looking for when we do the food drive on Saturday. And two, if you can't make it from 11 to 2 on Saturday, just bring it, if you're coming here on Sunday, bring it along. We can still pop it in the parish center and they'll come and collect it on Monday. And and actually it wasn't up to us. We weren't the ones really organizing and hosting all these food drives that have been going on. That was also us working with a community group. Oh yeah, I can take my mask off. Ah, I always forget about that. This is my favorite part. I can take it off, and I forgot. But that wasn't just like our idea and initiative. It was us working alongside a community group. And we had, I think, 7, 8 food drives. And through all that, we were able to jump a lot of food off at Telford Crisis Support. It kept Recon View going, and it helped start up another food bank out of Hadley Learning Community. The hope and the prayer is that we'll all turn up with items like this. Don't forget the loo rolls and just all the toiletries. That stuff gets picked over fast. But we'll be able to drop a big load off to all three again. Thank you again, Aaron. Thank you for everything that you and your team have been doing. I think it's a great partnership. And let me just pray for Telford Crisis Support, and then that's it for me. So, Lord, just thank you for the compassion that you have just raised up over the past several months. People have given a lot, just sacrificially, with so much as food and all these toiletries, and we've helped some families and individuals just keep going. So thank you, Lord, for giving us that ability to do this. So Lord, I just pray that you will bless Aaron and the whole team there at Telford Crisis Support, and will you continue to just work through them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.